Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Senator Pat Toomey is here with us to update us where we stand, debt ceiling, all that other stuff that's bubbling up right now. Senator's back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome back. Hold on to your wallet.
Oh, my goodness, Tom. It's just unbelievable what our Democratic colleagues are threatening to do here. It's scary. Have you looked at what is in this monstrous multi-trillion-dollar? I don't even call it $3.5 trillion because an honest accounting of it, it's much more than $3.5 trillion.
Well, yes, and even if to your point, even if it's not that, or they reduced it somewhat or whatever, it's the other things that are in there that are just incredible. One of which I wanted to talk with you about, Senator, is this $600 thing. Even people like Janet Yellen, who I'm not sure how radical she is, try to explain it away and say, we're just really going after these big-time tax cheats, looking at what Pat Toomey and Dom are doing with any kind of thing over $600.
Yeah, so, you know, the details on exactly how this would work are somewhat unclear and a little bit of a moving target. But the bottom line is, why in the world does the government have to know every financial transaction? Why in the world? There is no good reason for this kind of reporting requirement, and it cannot lead to any good thing. So I'm just hoping that the outcry against this, the completely appropriate outcry, is going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on the Democrats to drop this. But I mean, they're just going ever further left, and it's become so radical that I just don't know where it ends, Dom.
Well, I rely on you, particularly on issues like this, the details and all that, and the ability to articulate them. So I just saw that Jamie Dimon, of all people now, says, what the heck, let's raise the debt ceiling. Where are we with the debt ceiling?
Well, we're in the same place we've been for quite a while. Our Democratic colleagues want to go on an unprecedented spending spree. You know this, right? This is not speculative, right? This is what they are absolutely bound and determined to do. And by the way, they've been doing it, right? The $1.9 trillion completely unnecessary bill that they passed in March. And then another $1 trillion for infrastructure. Now another, pick your number, $5 trillion. It's madness. It is very dangerous. And they need to raise the debt ceiling in order to borrow the money that they're going to use to spend here. This isn't rocket science. Like, if you live beyond your means and you keep using a credit card to buy things that your pay can't allow you to afford, why, at some point you reach the limit on the credit card. And what the Democrats have done is said, let's just raise it. And so, look, they've got the ability to do this themselves. They want to go on this spending spree. My position is they can raise the debt ceiling and incur the debt. And let it be very clear to the American people just what's going on here.
Are you convinced, probably I had a sense over the years, maybe you talk with Joe Manchin more, but I got to say, Sinema, for whatever reasons, has looked pretty resolute. She has not gotten ruffled. Even when people are invading her bathroom, she just soldiers on.
My own view is that Senator Sinema is actually tough as nails. She is very tough. She and I disagree on most things, but on in this matter, when she says she's not going to support $3.5 trillion, I take her at her word. Now, by the way, she hasn't said she won't support anything, so I am afraid of where this ends up. But she's tough.
Senator, something that to me, given my education background, is very, very concerning. And we were told Merrick Garland is a moderate. We knew that wasn't the case. But as Attorney General, trying to chill these parents who are showing up finally, engage with their school, even if some of them yell and all that, they can be taken out if they're doing that. And to talk about the Patriot Act, the FBI, Secret Service was mentioned in this letter sent to the president. What's going on in the Senate around that? Are people, I know Josh Hawley yesterday with the the deputy attorney general really went after on this. This is an attempt just to chill American parents.
Well, you know, I will tell you, one of their tactics here is to just go extremely radical in multiple directions at once. So I have been focused on a few things in the financial mm-hmm. services and economic space and not as focused on this. I gave a speech on the floor today, for instance, about the woman that they want to have as the number one banking regulator in America. Dumb. She wants to eliminate banks. She wants to, I'm not making this up. That is not, yeah. She's written about this. She yeah. wants to nationalize the industry. She wants the Fed to take over retail banking, and then she wants the Fed to decide who gets credit and who doesn't. And you get it if you are deemed to be socially acceptable, and you won't get so much if you're not. She has written about this, and they've nominated this woman to be the chief banking regulator. So I apologize for not being quite up to speed on what Merrick Garland is doing, but it's like, you know, you
hear you. Full. They're flooding the zone. That's exactly
totally.
What they're doing. They think they'll get some of this through if they do enough things. And they hear the clock ticking toward the midterm. Every sign toward that, if Republicans articulate pretty much what they have been doing, will be a very successful one. And then they know it's going to be over for another X number of years, I guess. And they must sense that in conversations and you saying that. So what else is upcoming in the Senate that's at the top of your list?
Well, I mean, there is this fight over the debt ceiling and how that proceeds. There is a fight against this monstrous bill and all the huge tax increases. And let's be clear about on the spending side, the purpose of this would be transformative in about the worst way I can imagine. But the purpose of this bill is to transform the middle class of America into a dependent class.
Yes.
Make the middle class dependent on the federal government for the ordinary expenses of life. I mean, it's
well, let me interrupt you there and give you one that's the most potent in how you deal with it and your colleagues. If I were sitting there, I would know this is when they're really going to turn the screws on Republicans. That would be the child care part. Are you talking about that? As what I think is an ordinary expense of life. If you have children, child care is pretty much going to be on you in large measure.
Yeah, and it's part of this whole program, right? They want to put middle-class people start getting checks in the mail because you have a child. Free pre-K, free community college, free health care for people who have jobs and have income. It goes on and on. And by the way, for most of these programs, there's no limit to how much income you can earn and still qualify because they want someone who makes several hundred thousand dollars to still perceive themselves to be on the dole. And it's just a terrible set of policies. And that's the best thing I can say for the bill. I mean, it's just so bad.
Absolutely. Well, Senator, thank you. Good luck with the debt ceiling and related things. And hopefully the Republic will still be standing next time we talk.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Senator Pat Toomey here. And Dan, we kind of meandered into the child care thing. I think some people would say, no, that's not a basic part of life that you have to pay if both are working or whatever the reason is for your kid. And you heard what he said. You know, the numbers could go up to astronomical amounts of income where the taxpayers still would be paying for that. And the check comes in the mail. You don't even have to do anything else or gets deposited into your bank account.
Tom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.